This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. Name of the company is Sight Corporation. They trade on the OTC exchange under the ticker symbol PSYC. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. David Flores. David, welcome back.
Great to be back, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Before we get started in the Q&A, you know, I kind of want to remind listeners, in our last two interviews, we touched on the video series, Psych Taboo, and we also touched on a relaunch of a platform called Bonfire. Give us an update on those and also tell us what you've been doing since we last talked to you so the new listeners can get an update from you.
Yeah, most definitely. So with the launch of Bonfire, you know, which we launched May 1st, which was a relaunch, we've got about 800 participants involved in our Psychedelics for Beginners course, which is really just kind of getting things off the ground and running here with this community-based platform and Bonfire that we are developing for the psychedelic space. I certainly encourage listeners, if they haven't listened to that last episode where we talked about Bonfire, please go back and take a listen to it, get an understanding of the role that we expect Bonfire to hopefully play here for Psych Corporation from a monetization standpoint and the revenue model that we are developing for it, yeah, as a consumer-facing platform, and how important that is going to be for us going forward. And then with Psych Taboo, a new video series that we recently launched that really aims to explore topics related to the psychedelic space that are considered taboo, that, you know, many of the other media outlets that are focused on psychedelics right now are not covering. They're just simply staying away from, but we feel that they are highly relevant topics in terms of illustrating what is happening here with this growing community and sector of psychedelics. And it just all demonstrates how we position Psychedelic Spotlight at the very heart of this growing and emerging sector that is psychedelics.
Absolutely. Now, you know, you have this consumer facing platform. I'm wondering, you know, what plans do you have, if any, to grow the company, raise additional capital? You know, how are you going to accelerate growth for these applications?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kevin. So, you know, for us, the last 3 years has really been all about developing the foundation and building a foundation to work off of here. You know, we built Psychedelic Spotlight up from scratch and developed it into what is now a top three media platform focused on covering the psychedelic space. Our goal and our objective remains to develop it into the number one media authority for psychedelics. I want to encourage listeners also listen to the episode where we talk about developing Psychedelic Spotlight into a media platform similar to what Weedmaps and Leafly has become for cannabis, and how they've become platforms that respectively are generating north of $30 million a year annually in revenue.
Wow.
It's a model that we're taking and we're following in some ways. And of course, some ways, you know, we're incorporating some different things here for us, but it's a model that we are trying to, you know, emulate here with Psychedelic Spotlight in ways that make sense for this emerging sector of psychedelics. But yes, now that we've got a foundation to work off of here, the question of, okay, is it time to go out and raise capital, you know, has certainly been something that's come up here. And for us, what I like to tell people, Kevin, is we wouldn't be in the position we are in right now. Obviously, when we launched Psychedelic Spotlight, you know, 3 years ago, we understood the path ahead that psychedelics had to navigate through in order to become a fully materialized market sector and industry. It's still not there here today. Is it closer?
Okay.
Yes, it absolutely is. But we understood that it was going to take some time. And so because of that, we adopted a marathon versus sprint mentality. We wanted to make sure that we didn't burn ourselves out or burn through our resources out before the real party even got started here with the psychedelic space.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been hesitant to go out and be aggressive in terms of raising capital, just because I understand how important it is to go out there and raise capital at the right time. You have to have certain things ready to go before you go out there and do it. Because if you do it too soon and prematurely, a lot of times what ends up happening is you try to go back to the well and it's gone. you know, there's nothing left there. So that's why you got to make sure when you go out there and you raise that capital, you're ready to put it to use. You're ready to activate it. And so for us, we've been fortunate enough here over the last 3 years to be funded primarily through RB Capital Partners, who have been our partners in this process over the last 3 years. They remain very, very close partners here with us. From an investment standpoint, they continue to believe in the long-term vision in terms of what we are building here at Psy Corporation through Psychedelic Spotlight and through Bonfire. And of course, we have nothing but gratitude for what they have done here. And in fact, you know, just as a demonstration for, you know, their willingness to continue to work with us, here in the month of, February earlier this year, we consolidated 12 notes, all the notes that, that we executed with them throughout the course of 2022. We consolidated them into one note with a lower interest rate, an interest rate dropping from 10% to 7%, and at a fixed conversion rate of 5 cents.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's important to highlight because all your listeners have to do is, you know, go see where our stock is trading today. And so you understand they've got a fixed conversion rate at 5 cents. That to us is a demonstration of the faith that they have in where we can take this company and where we can get it. So having their support along the way has been critical for us. But we also understand that if we really want to accelerate the growth of both Psychedelic Spotlight and Bonfire, we may have to go out there and we may have to raise capital from other sources, especially if we really want to get some real momentum behind this thing. And so these are conversations that my board and I are, in fact, starting to have right now. We feel it's appropriate to start having these conversations, whereas a year ago we felt it was a little premature. But the other important thing that I want to highlight here, Kevin, is we're being approached, you know, by groups and individuals in the investment community right now that are taking notice of what we are doing here. And so being able to have these conversations and explore what opportunities are out there for us is great because, again, a year ago, 2 years ago, not a whole lot of people were really interested in what we were doing. And it was only because, you know, we were still very much in the beginning stages of developing what we've been developing here. But now that we've kind of come a little further along, it's caught the attention of a lot of people out there. And again, it's allowing us to come to the table and have conversations about things that, you know, we simply couldn't have done, you know, a year or two ago. So all I'm going to say is, no, there's no guarantee that we're going to go out and raise additional capital anytime soon. Could it happen? Sure. But yes, it's something that's being discussed, but it's something we want to approach with extreme prudence. Again, it's so important that when we go out and we do that, that it's the right time. And not only just the right time, but if we are going to raise capital, you know, we want to look at, you know, what impacts might it have on things such as dilution, and other things that may have a negative impact on shareholders. Because it might be great to raise $3, 4, 5 million, but if in the long run it's going to have a negative impact on our shareholders, you know, maybe it's not the best decision. So these are all the things that we want to take into consideration here, and we will. My board and I are very committed to trying to make the decisions that are the right ones for everyone here, not just us, you know, not just our employees, but our shareholders and, you know, everyone else that has been involved here in Psy Corporation over the last 3 years.
David, I want to play with fire here for a minute. You know, there's been a lot of, you know, there's been some chatter on the boards. I won't name them, you know. Plans of that you guys are going to list QB also, you know, maybe a reverse split, recapitalization. Can you, like, just let's play with fire. What's up?
Yeah, no, for sure. Let's play with fire, but let's not get burned. Now, that's what's important. And
yeah.
I want to preface this, you know, by saying that, you know, nothing here is guaranteed or definitive. You know, anything that I say here is pure, you know, speculation, but it's speculation rooted in, you know, assessments that, you know, I've made, that my board has made, and conversations that have happened here. But, you know, anybody that understands, you know, what it takes to run a business, especially a publicly traded corporation, you know, you understand you've got a set of different plans. You've got a plan A, plan B, plan C, D, E, so on and so forth. Everyone always wants to reach the end zone purely off of plan A. That is the perfect scenario. But the reality of the situation is sometimes as you're moving that ball up the field, things happen, things change. You've got to, you know, now move it over to plan B, plan C, and so on and so forth. For us, we do have multiple plans here. Now, I've said from the beginning, it's still our ambition and our objective to uplist from the pink market to the OTCQB. Ultimately, I believe and my board believes that if we're going to have the opportunity to deliver the value back to our shareholders that they deserve and that we want to give back to them, Sky Corporation is going to have to trade outside of the P market. We're going to have to be an OTCQB fully reporting company. And what we've done is we've laid the groundwork for all of that to happen. Now, we understand that timing is important because the resources from a time perspective, from a human capital perspective, as well as from a cash perspective, there's a lot of resources that go into becoming a company that lists on the OTCQB. And as I mentioned at the beginning, Kevin, it's been important for us to not burn through our resources. We don't want to flame out here before the party, so to speak, you know, even get started. So we've been very selective with how we've moved about, you know, our process here. So with that in mind, yes, our goal and our ambition is absolutely still to uplist from the pink market to the OTCQB. It's the whole reason why we've put in the resources to keeping our financials audited. We've got 2020 and 2021 fully audited. We are currently working on finishing up 2022 with our auditors to have those financials fully audited. That is an important part of the process in terms of uplisting, but also creating a viable revenue model for the company has also been critical in terms of being able to put ourselves in a position to potentially uplist. And that's what we've also been focused on as well, getting a viable business model in here that can clearly demonstrate that we can generate revenue. And that's what we've done through Psychedelic Spotlight. That's what we've done through the assets that we've acquired through Technical 420 and On the Bids and what we're developing right now with Bonfire. So these are all things that we have done with the intention of strengthening our position to uplist when the time is right. But that's the key, when the time is right. So yes, it's still something that remains an objective of ours. It's still something that we're working towards. I cannot put a definitive time frame on when it's going to happen. But as I've said before, and I'll continue to say it until I'm blue in the face, I have no intentions of remaining a CEO of a pink market company for the rest of my life. It would be selling myself short. It'd be selling my team short. Most importantly, to be selling all the shareholders out there short, because I do not believe you can deliver maximum value back as a pink market company. So that's where I'll leave that particular topic and subject. Now, with the topic and subject of a potential reverse split and recapitalization, as I said, you have to have multiple options available to you. Is it somewhere on our list of options? Absolutely, because if it wasn't, I wouldn't be doing our company a service in terms of having everything ready that we would need to keep the company moving forward if we ever needed to use it. I've always looked at a recapitalization and a reverse as, you know, when you're walking in the lobbies of a hotel or a building and you see the axe behind the glass and it says break only in an emergency. That to me has always been a representation of what a recapitalization or reverse split is. It's something that you only utilize if you absolutely have to. They're not necessarily in an emergency situation, but when you absolutely have really no other options and when it really does make sense to do it, I think you can do it. And I think you can do it in a manner that it doesn't harm all shareholders. But if you can avoid it, which we've absolutely tried to do here, I always think that that's best. So I won't definitively say that, you know, we're never going to do a reverse split or recapitalization, because I would just be setting myself up, you know, as a liar, and I don't want to do that. I want to be open and I want to be transparent. What I will say is that it is as far down on the list of options that we've got as it can possibly go. So we're going to continue to work through every other option that we can and hope that those work out, that those game plans work, and we get into that end zone without even having to even consider doing a reverse split. But again, I can't put a guarantee or anything on it other than we will continue to do everything we can to avoid having to activate that particular plan. And I know that's not an answer that's going to satisfy everyone out there, but, you know, again, for me, being open and transparent and honest, I think, is more important than, you know, trying to sell someone, you know, just temporary satisfaction or anything like that.
No, definitely appreciate that, David. You've been listening to David Flores. He's the CEO of Psych Corporation. They trade on the OTC under the ticker symbol PSYC. I'll tell you what, David, we got a lot to unpack. I know that in our last interviews, we talked about the launch of the Bonfire platform in addition to the Psych Taboo video series. I'm going to want to see you back in the next 30 days or so. But before we go, I want to give you the final word. What do you want folks to take home today from this interview?
Really just that, you know, we're continuing to move through the process of being able to get Sight Corporation into a position where we can drive maximum value back to our shareholders. The decisions that we make at the board table, you know, always take into consideration what potential impact it may have on our shareholders and our stakeholders. We understand how important they are to this company. And so with that in mind, I just want them to understand that, you know, we are working our tails off to do everything we can. This has been a long process. There's still a road ahead and challenges that we have to work through ahead. But again, if nothing else, I hope people understand what we've been able to accomplish, where we've been able to guide the company here to the point that it's at here today versus where it was 3 years ago when we started this journey. We've come a long way. We've worked our way through many challenges. We've managed to survive by making strategic decisions, by being careful and prudent with the decisions that we've made. We're going to continue to do so, but there's going to come a time where we're going to have to be bold and we're going to have to make bold decisions. And I just want folks to know that any decisions that we make, we put a lot of thought into. And at the end of the day, it really is all about taking care of our shareholders and our stakeholders, because we wouldn't be here without them.
Folks, check out David's company. They're called Sight Corporation. They trade on the OTC under the ticker symbol PSYC. Also visit them online, psychedelicspotlight.com. David, do not be a stranger. I want to see you soon.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.